أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Welcome to Optimal Health. You with Abdul Shaheed, your host, and your certified symptometry health coach. It is our aim and objective every week on AM360 to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics and provide them with guidance on general wellness and cell nourishment. Brothers and sisters, we'd like to start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here with you this afternoon, allowing you to be here with us. You could be somewhere else. We'd like to say that planet Earth is well known in symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells, a support system for our cells, and for our DNA. It's an echo chamber of illusion with booger traps everywhere and a testing ground for us. We ask you to join us every week. We ask you to join us every week to learn about these booger traps that cause health to be denied, that cause health to be denied. Brothers and sisters, welcome again to another episode of Optimal Health. We have an excellent program outlined for us today. We'd like for you to sit back and relax and make note of any question. You have an opportunity to ask questions and also to make comments. You're not going to waste any time. Our topic today is going to be talking about the human heart. The human heart. Our heart, brothers and sisters, represent the pushing force. The pushing force. That's what it is. It represents the pushing force. And that pushing force must remain strong throughout our lifetime. There are too many of our people, or too many of us, with weak heart, and the heart getting weaker and weaker and weaker. So we're going to be sharing some information today that we all need to know. We're going to be sharing a whole lot more about the heart, knowing a whole lot more about the heart, the human heart. If our heart do not beat or stop beating, we're in big trouble. If it become weaker and weaker and weaker, and you don't know how to strengthen it, whatever is weak must be strengthened, brother and sister. And we all would be in big trouble if we don't know how to learn how to strengthen our heart. So we have our guest, our returning guest with us, Ms. Rita Taylor. And she's going to share some information with us about the human heart and the information that we need to know. How to keep our heart healthy and strong, and the problem that we have doing that. Welcome, Mrs. Rita. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Saheed. I am assalamu alaikum to all of you. I am delighted to be sharing with you about our heart. You know, we all cannot live without a heart. All of us need our heart to be strong. And do you know that the heart was created to last 200 years? But because of all the food that we eat and all the stuff, we can't even make it. Some people can't even make it to 30 or 40. Let me share you the secret about our hearts. Our hearts are made of muscles. Our hearts are made of muscles. And that muscle needs to keep going every day for us to survive. And do you know that we don't have cell division to create some new muscle for us, we're going to have problems. Let me share you a story. The heart needs to be strong every day. But what will prevent it from doing that? Do you know that the food that we eat creates filthy blood? And that filthy blood is sitting in our blood. It's sitting there, all of us. And we need to clean it and sanitize it. And if we do not clean it and sanitize it, then your heart will not chug along the way it's supposed to be. So you're going to say, Ms. Rita, how am I going to get that? You know, some people live to be 50, some people live to be 70, some people live to 80. All of us have dirty blood. We do. You and I. We do. But there is a solution to that. That solution is sanitation, which is the work of scintometry. We hydrolyze, sanitize your heart so your heart will be pumping better. You know, people will say, oh, somebody died in his sleep. Do you know what happened? Old age doesn't kill. You died in your sleep because your heart was not pumping enough blood for you to live. Why? Because the cells, they're jammed. Your cells are jammed, and when they're jammed, your muscles cannot work. And as I said, because your heart is made of muscles, it needs to be working all the time. So I am saying that a lot of us, you know, when we get to be 70, when we're 80, and they say, oh, my gosh, I can breathe, I can do all that stuff. It's not because of your age. It's because all the food that you've been eating since you were born and, you know, right now, is sitting there dirty, and you need to sanitize it, to clean it. So the question is, how are we going to do that? We're going to do that because if we don't, you will die in your sleep. You know, it's not old age that allow you to die in your sleep. No, it's because your heart was not pumping enough. Your blood is so dirty, it is not strong enough. We call it eight muscle protein that needs to be working all the time. And that muscle protein should be healthy for everyone. And if it's not, I don't care what you do or what you say, if your blood is dirty, if your blood is not sanitized, you're going to have problems. Because as you age, all the dirty blood, filthy blood, continue to flow through your heart. And your heart should not have dirty blood. It should have clean blood so to be able to pump through all the nooks and crannies in your heart. So if your heart is healthy, I can assure you that you're not going to die. Because you have a healthy heart, the people with healthy heart do not die. And they don't have healthy, they have healthy heart because they are continue to sanitize their blood. They continue to clean that blood literally all the time. And then you're going to say, Ms. Rita, how do I sanitize my blood? We do have the particulates in scintometry that will help you do that. Brother Saheed will direct you to the doctor of scintometry to help you sanitize your blood. And, you know, age is not an issue. You can be 30 and still have a weak heart because your blood is so filthy. So all I can tell you is that we do have the solution. We do have the solution to help you with your heart. And without a good heart, without a strong pumping heart, you're not going to be able to live to your fullest, to your life potential. And we can live to be 90, 100 if we keep our hearts going. And I would like to share with you that if we do not sanitize it, we know, and we do not clean the blood, problems will be brewing for you when you get into your 60s, 70s, and 80s. And that is preventable, brothers and sisters, it's preventable. And we also need to know that there is, you know, in order for us to also continue with our heart, we also need to produce sulfur 60. That keep on ionizing our blood. And that will help you to live longer, called allotoxin, to help you live longer. Again, once you sanitize your blood, all the time you'll be able to enjoy the fruit of this heartbeat and strong beat. So all I'm saying is that we do have a chance. Doctors are not going to, you know, they will do all the pacemakers. You know, let me tell you, why is that so many people have pacemakers? Have you asked yourself that? Does the pacemaker really help you? The reason they have pacemakers is that their blood are dirty and they've been sitting there for 30, 40, 50 years and it has garbage that needs to be cleaned. But the doctors won't tell you that. So they put a pacemaker in. And you know when you put a pacemaker in, it doesn't last forever. It has to be removed and put in again. And we do have, you know, somebody who had a pacemaker in and came to Centometry. Centometry put them on this sanitizing particulates and stuff. And that lady is in her 80s. And thriving, and thriving. The pacemaker is gone and thriving. So people have pacemakers because their blood are dirty. But the doctor is not going to tell you that. So what are you going to do about it? Because health is an individual journey. It is not about your mom or your dad. It's about you. So the earlier we start sanitizing our blood, and clean the blood, the better off it's going to be when you get older. Because believe me, I wish I'd known this 10 years ago. For me to know that, you know, the food I eat, the water I consume, the herbs that we eat and all this stuff, they create filth in our blood. But people don't know that. So we're sharing that. Because everything that we go through our bodies creates filth in our blood, and our blood needs to be clean, and our blood needs to be moving 185,000 miles per second. I mean, literally, it needs to move fast. So when you have impurities, it doesn't move fast, and then when you start feeling the pain. So you can make a difference. You can change. Again, the food we eat has a lot to do with it. You know, what kind of oil are you cooking with? Are you cooking with polyunsaturated fat like canola, or are you going with olive oil and coconut oil and all that? These are all saturated fat. It does not help you at all. It doesn't help anyone. No one. It helps the business people that are selling their product because they figure that if it's there, somebody's going to buy it. But if you are here and you're health smart, you will not buy olive oil. You will not buy coconut oil. You will not buy palm oil because those are going to clog your heart, and your heart needs to be moving fast. And that will add to the debris. That will add to the dirt that is in your heart. And then when you get older, you say, oh, my gosh, my heart hurts. Well, it hurts because it's dirty. It's been dirty for a long time with the food you eat and everything else. Again, every time I talk to you, I talk about food, the food and the drinks and the herbs that cause us to have dirty blood. How do you cook your food? You know, you might not be sanitizing, but at least if you cook your food well, it will help you. We call it scientifically cooking. Scientifically cooking. When you go buy the vegetables and stuff, you know, these vegetables are covered with toxins, with microbes, because the plants out there, they need to protect themselves from the wind, from the elements. And so when they bring them to the grocery store, it's still there, and they spray it with wax for you too to look pretty. So when you bring it home, you don't do anything to it. What are you doing? You are adding dirt to your blood. You need to clean that. Vegetables you bring home, the soil and that, wash it well. Soak it in saline solution for 8 minutes to remove the toxins and the microbes and all that stuff for 8 minutes. And then cook it. Depending on how you cook, depending on what kind of food you're cooking. You know, I talk about mustard green, collard green, and turnip green because those are the greens I love and those are the greens that are recommended by Centometry. And when you do that, how do you do it? You, after you have put in saline solution for 8 minutes, you then put it on the hot, you know, on the hot stove for an hour. Basically uncovered. Why? Because it has ammonia and ammonia there that you need, and phytol that that shouldn't be congested, it needs to be out. So it evaporates before you eat them. And then after you cook it for an hour, put it on low heat for another hour and a half or 2 hours, depending on like the collard greens. And, you know, sometimes the eyes are so big, so that it will be tender. Again, it's how you cook it. It's not how you eat it. It's how you cook it. And when you eat that, you know that the food that is going into your body, at least it's clean, it's healthy for you. You're not adding more dirt to your blood. So the how you cook the food makes a difference. Again, this is the vegetable. Let's talk about the meat. We all like meat. Summer is here. You know, they do grills and stuff. I don't recommend for you to do grilling because it does not really take away, you know, basically all the poisons that you have in there. Before you bring the meat in, they've been injected with poison, with, you know, chemicals from the shop. So you don't know what you're getting. Yes, it's nice, but you need to make sure that you cook it well. Take any fat that is on that meat. It's called arachidonic acid. Take it out, basically, and cook it. Cook it for an hour on a high heat. This is what Centometry recommends, on an hour and high heat. After that, you season with the season that recommended by Centometry and put in a crock pot for 11 hours. You know, you said, Ms. Rita, why 11 hours? You know what? It neutralizes, you know, any toxins out there, and also the amino acid, it brings it out for you. And so by the time that meat is tender and you eat it, you know that meat is good for you. Again, why? Because you do not want to be ingesting toxin and poison. You need to neutralize that before you eat them. Again, the vegetables and the meat, and now the fruits are here. If you're going to eat fruit, which we don't recommend, but if you eat fruit, make sure that you clean it. You put it in saline solution. So like the apples that you guys, we all eat, make sure you clean it with saline solution for 8 minutes and cut the apple, because when you open it up, sometimes there are worms in there. And that worms are not good for yourself. They're not good for your body. So make sure that you clean that fruit that you eat before you do that. Don't just bite it because you got it from the grocery, because it's been sprayed with wax, and wax is not good for you. It causes more impurities in your blood. Again, the story here about your heart is that it's made up of muscles, and that 8 muscles need to be able to divide and bring you new muscles all the time. But if your blood is jammed, you know, everything is jammed there, your blood, your heart is not going to be able to move. Your heart is going to be stuck. And you're going to have issues because there's a buildup of the blood impurity at your age, from 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 to 60 to 70 to 80, the buildup. So what are you doing with that buildup? Nobody's telling you that you need to sanitize and remove the dirt. Nobody has complete clean blood, but you can at least remove most of them. Most of them. Because if you want to live longer and you don't want to say, oh, somebody died in your sleep, which we hear all the time, oh, it's old age. No, it's not old age. It's just the blood that he had was never sanitized. It was never clean, you know, so it builds up and builds up and builds up, and the force, I'd rather say he felt force, it's not going to be there, because pretty soon it will give up. And that's what happens when people have that. They really die in their sleep because the heart has given up. You don't have, it's so dirty, it is so stuck that it does not work the way it's supposed to be. So blood is up to us. I mean, and our heart is up to us. It's up to us to clean it, to make sure that the blood that are pumping through that heart is sanitized. And we do have the particulates to hydrolyze for them to sanitize your blood. So at least you can remove some of them, because all of us have dirty blood. And we have ways to go to remove them to make sure that it helps us live longer. So, Brother Saheed, this is where I am. I want you to add more to it. If you want to add more to it, I will appreciate it to share more with the audience.
Excellent, excellent. What we're going to do, we're going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back and see if anyone have questions or comments. Then we'll share some other information about the heart. And this is going to be a two-part episode. Talk about the heart. We can spend many hours talking about the heart, but we're just giving you some very important tips, very important things that must happen in order to keep our heart strong and healthy. So, brother and sister, please do not go anywhere at all. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. You're with Abdul Shaheed and guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, and this is Optima Health. Please do not go anywhere unless you just take a moment to call someone and have them to join us so they can also share the information, partake in the information that we're sharing. Please do not go anywhere. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeta Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the dynamic Islamic-based program Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty is how we focus on the principles of El Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed and host, Mrs. Rita Taylor. She's working with us this afternoon. And we've been talking about the heart. We've talked about sharing information about the heart that you probably had never heard before. Our heart must continue to beat around the clock. Continue to beat around the clock. Just imagine having something in our chest that must beat as long as we are alive. And the purpose of our heart is to push the blood. The blood contains the nutrients, the resources, and all the essentials that our cell produce. The essentials are what our cell produce. They produce our brain essential, body essential, and the cell essential. These are things that must be produced in order to keep us on a paradigm of normalcy, brothers and sisters. Normalcy. If normalcy is not maintained, then a disease will occur. First, we will get a series of symptoms. We will get a series of symptoms warning us, sometimes decades, years before the disease happens. We get all kind of warning signs. We get warning signs when our heart began to get weak. Our body will warn us. It always warns us. But what do we choose to do? We ignore the warning. Most of us, that's what we do. We ignore the warning. We think it's just going to go away. Yeah, it's eventually going to go away, all right. And we think it's okay. Once that goes away, we think everything is all right. And then we get that shotgun blast that goes off to really get our attention. We have to dial 911 to get to the emergency room. We're saying on this program that most diseases are preventable. You can prevent them. You don't have to go through all that. Because no one told us about the repair and the maintenance that has to be done. And this is what the purpose of this show is, reminding us, sharing with us that our body is high maintenance. There's a lot of repair work that must be done every day. Every day, brother and sister, we have hundreds of blood impurities circulating in our blood. We have garbage that our own cell produces. Our own cell produces garbage as well as the essential that's needed. When toxins and waste are released from our cell, where do you think it goes? That's the question. When toxic and waste and garbage are being released from our cells, we have a membrane there at the cellular level, a membrane, plasma membrane. A membrane goes both ways. Sustenance enters it both ways. We have nutrients and resources that goes into the membrane of the cell. The cell use these nutrients and resources to produce energy so they can produce the body essential, cell essential, and brain essential. This is how it works, brothers and sisters. And then what is released from the cell? The toxins and the waste that builds up after they work and do their job, there's waste inside. And where do you think it goes? Sure, some of it goes in the lymphatic system. That is the garbage disposal system. But no one is sharing with you that that has to be cleaned. Who's supposed to clean it? You do. No one is going to clean it for you. And your doctor hadn't even warned you to let you know that that needs to be cleaned as well. Garbage has to be carried out. Who is to carry out the garbage at your home? Somebody has to do it. Therefore, who's to carry out the garbage in your lymphatic system when you're not producing enough lymphocytes to eat away the garbage? They have to be nourished, too, to produce enough of them to eat away the garbage. If you're not nourishing them, no one have told you how to do it, then there won't be enough of them. So the garbage will build up and be absorbed into the blood. And your heart will be doing all it can do to clear out as much garbage as possible in the blood, so it will absorb some of the garbage, your heart. This is why Mrs. Rita is telling us, is sharing with us, that we must ironize the heart, the muscle. It is all muscle, striated muscle, that are connected end to end to end, striated muscle. Not only are they muscle, it is all muscle, and it's striated muscles. And we're going to be sharing how to strengthen the heart. There's 8 muscle protein, and we must replace those 8 muscle protein, because everything in our body, brothers and sisters, has to be repaired or replaced periodically. If you don't, they're going to wear out. So the heart cell uses the 8 muscle protein to rebuild itself, to refurbish itself, to renew itself. But if you have many blood impurities there from the food, from the air, from the water, this process is not going to be taking place. Mm-hmm. Where those cells are being renewed, it's not going to happen. You won't be producing the 8 muscle protein. They'll be blocked. They will be blocked from being produced. And this is what makes our heart weaker and weaker, brother and sister. And the pushing force that they should have will not be there. Our heart must have strong pushing force. Why? Because it is pushing the nutrients that's circulating in the blood to all of the nooks and crannies of our body, because that's where the cells are. Everything is made up of cells. And they must have the nutrients and resources to use to produce energy to carry out their job and their function, which is to keep us healthy and prevent diseases. When these body essential, brain essential, and cell essential cannot be produced, then you're going to get a sign called symptom, and eventually a disease will be activated if you don't respond to it. So those 8 muscle protein are essential that must be produced by the heart. So we got to give the heart what it needs in order for this to take place. It has to be sanitized. Those blood impurities that have been absorbed by the heart must be removed, eliminated. I hope we're making this clear so you can understand what has to happen. Repair work, maintenance is a process that goes on 24/7, and you must be able to be aware. And now we're making you aware. This is what happened. The person would die in their sleep, and we would say Allah called them home. The doctor would say she died or he died of natural causes. Yeah, it was natural causes, but it was preventable. If you remove the blood impurities that's toxic everywhere, we're on planet Earth, and we're warning everyone that there's toxic pollutants, and we already know this. The fires in Canada is coming all the way down where we are in the south. We're here in Atlanta, Georgia, and we can see the smoke. That shows you how closely connected the world is. And when they are bombing in Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever, they're bombing, sooner or later, that air going to come to where we are. And whatever is in those bombs, the chemicals that make up those bombs, the toxic metal that make up those bombs, we'll be breathing that air. You don't believe it? The jet stream brings that air right where we are. We're all connected, brothers and sisters. So now we have a science that warns us that we have to remove these things constantly from our body. And sometimes it has a method to do that. A method to do that. So if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. We'll open your mic. If you have a question or a comment to make. Otherwise, we're going to keep sharing some information. Ms. Rita, whenever you want to step in, just let me know.
Okay.
So the process to remove and sanitize our blood and the blood impurity from our heart, there's 4 methods. and Mrs. Reed has already mentioned them. But I want to go slightly into a little bit more detail so we can bring some more things to your mind to let you know what has to be done by you. Nobody's going to do this for you. Every human being on this planet has a body that they're responsible for. The doctor is responsible for taking care of his body. He's trying his best to take care of yours, but he cannot. He can help you, and we're certified cytometry health coach. There's a lot that we know about how this body operates to keep health, to restore health, and to reverse many conditions. But you have to do it. You have to do the heavy lifting. Each one of us have a body to take care of. We have to do the heavy lifting. You can be taught what you have to do, but you still have to do it. You can be given the products that will help to reverse many things, but you still have to do it. You have to change your mindset. You have to have a new paradigm. So the one that we have now today is not working. Brothers and sisters, the old health medical science paradigm is broken. Maybe it was always broken. But the world is getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And we can't afford to continue to be taken advantage of. We have to have a new way of thinking about our health. Our health is our own responsibility. Until we take on the responsibility, we have to own it, brother and sister. Until we take it on and we think somebody else is supposed to keep us healthy, we are making a big mistake that we'll be regretting, that we will come to regret. So there are four methods to remove blood impurities from our blood and from our heart and every organ in our body. Because every organ in our body will sooner or later absorb blood impurities. Because our body will put our organ, our tissues, our glands, will keep finding places to put it, the garbage, the blood impurities. And where do you think it's going to be put? Because the blood must circulate. So our own body will try to find places to put the blood impurities in the form of toxic metal. And those who eat nuts and seed, you have prussic acid. It has to go somewhere. Where do you think it's going to go? It's going to be absorbed by your heart. It's going to be absorbed by your kidneys. It's going to be absorbed by your lungs. I'm just painting the picture. What happens when we eat chaotically? When we think we're eating healthy, when we're not? We already shared with you what eating healthy means. It means scientific, cooking and eating and living. That's what it means. You must use science to select your food, not based on some whim, what it looked like and tastes like and smell like or where it came from. No, that's a big mistake. A big mistake. So we drink decaffeinated coffee. There's a substance in decaffeinated coffee. You better off just drinking the caffeine coffee. Psychodextrin. If you decaffeinate the coffee, that's what they use to decaffeinate it. But it's not the caffeine that's going to cause you the problem. It's the alkaloids that's in the coffee that's going to cause the big problem. It's called theobromine. That's what's going to shut down many organs in the body as you drink it. And no coffee is safe. All coffee have theobromine. All. A-L-L. That's a fact. We don't love to hear the facts, but that's facts. People eat mushrooms. We're talking about some blood impurities, just giving you a few. You have succinic acid. That's in mushrooms. Other acid in mushrooms. They will become blood impurities. Your body can't digest them. You don't have the enzyme to digest them. strong acid, toxic poison, toxic metal, there's no enzyme that we have that digests them. They must be ionized, hydrolyzed, oxidized from the blood and from the organs. So they do not become congested. Why would they become congested? Because of the size of our cells. They are so tiny, so small. You take a microscope to see them. You take a pinhead and divide it into 50 equal parts. One part of that will become the size of our cells, 1/50 of a pinhead. 28 to 32 microns, that's the size of our cell. Now you can see how easy they can become congested by what we're eating and what we're drinking and what we breathe. And from time to time, we have to remove the congestion by ionization, hydrolysis, or oxidation. I know this sounds real difficult and too scientific, but this is part of our responsibility to do the maintenance, the upkeep, and the repair work. If you want to be healthy, and some people do, most people don't. Unfortunately, they don't want to be healthy. They want to do what they want to do when they want to do it. But we're speaking to the health-conscious individuals, those people who want to become earth smart and health smart. Those are the people we're speaking to. Those are the people we're addressing today. So you have blood clots circulating in the body somewhere in the body. Blood clots. These things have to be leveled. We have cysts. We have casts. These things must be leveled because they will become blockages. They will block the circulation on the flow of blood. We have other concretion, calculi, lithium acid, gravel, sand, stone, gout, gouty deposit, cholesterol deposit, crust, all these things. We ain't gotten to the microtoxic yet. Why is it important for us to remove these things? Because blood is our only circulatory system. It's the blood. We only have one. If all these things are circulating in our blood, Mrs. Rita already told you that it's going to slow the blood down. In order for our cells to be nourished, brother and sister, blood must move at the speed of light, and our heart must be strong, and there must be normal blood pressure in order to nourish our cells. Did you get all that? We think it's just a walk in the park or something. We don't even have an eye. We can't even imagine the work that we have to do because no one has shared this with us.
A lot.
It's a miracle that we're able to get out of the bed and walk around.
Every day.
And not knowing what we have to do every day. Just imagine if we knew this and start implementing these things, how smart we'll become and how active we'll become instead of dragging around with no energy. If we did the maintenance and the repair work, Ms. Rita, we'd be some amazing people because we're already making it, not knowing anything, Harley. Just food, getting by, drinking some not the best of water, but drinking some. And sooner or later, though, the microbes catch up with us. They catch up with us. The blood impurity, they finally catch up with us. There's too many of them. And just because we age, we up in our age, it doesn't mean that we're supposed to get together and ready to die somewhere, go off somewhere and die, and wait to die. That's not what it's supposed to mean. We just got enough knowledge to figure out what we need to be doing. Now you're going to go somewhere and die? No, that's not how it's supposed to be. It takes years and years to get experience and get knowledge on how to live here. Now it's time for us to do the work. Many of us are at the point where now we know what to do. We lived 60, 70 years. Now we know what to do. We just start to live. We made all the mistakes. Now we learn to correct them and do better. That's what the life is all about. So I see a hand raised, Ms. Rita. Now you get a chance to ask her a question before you depart. So we're going to go to 111. Your mic is opening. I already know who it is.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. How you doing?
Yes, how are you all this evening?
We're talking about
very
the heart
well.
Today.
Yes.
Oh, the strength in our
I was taking in all that you're saying, and I wanted to mention that, you know, I text out to several people to please listen to the program tonight. You know, a few people in my family, I text them, so I don't know.
All I can do is let them know. That's all three of us can do.
Yes, and a few other believers that I know. I have quite a few people in this phone contact list. But what I wanted to mention is that I went for a checkup to my primary care doctor today.
Mm-hmm.
And with the different challenges that I have, I had a pretty good result. You know, my pressure's down. My cholesterol, they say, is down. You know, they gave me a checkup, you know, checked my lungs because I have, I've suffered from asthma, but I haven't had that.
Yes.
You know, that's all because of the particulates.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
I've been taking the particulates. So
amazing.
It took a while, you know, for me to just get myself acclimated, you know. But the only thing I'm having is a little bit of pain in my feet, and I'm you know, treating that and taking care of that, you know.
Excellent. Increase the circulation. It take a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I wanted to mention that. Next month is my birthday, July, coming up on my birthday, and
yeah,
I'm feeling pretty good for my
wonderful.
Say it again?
The same month my birthday is in.
I never knew that. I never knew all this time. You're July, too?
And the same month my birthday is in. I'm up in July.
Wow. I did not know that. All of us are in July. I never knew
July. Wow.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
Wow. Okay, well, I just wanted to call in and tell you keep up the good work because it's encouraging.
And I'm
steady working on myself, you know, in several areas, you know.
But I'm
pleased with the fact that you know I mean I fell off a few times you know but I'm coming back for a rebound you know I'm just
exactly.
letting you all know
as long as you don't give up
exactly.
you know what to do
exactly so I just wanted to say that.
We certainly appreciate you sharing that information, sharing those comments. We appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Salamu alaikum.
And sister, I just want you to know that the particulates, you know, people expect it to, you know, some of them are fat, but you know, so long as you keep at it and do it on a, you know, daily basis, it works.
Exactly.
I promise you. It works,
regardless
of your situation, because you have confidence it's going to work, and it will work for you. You don't have you don't have any stress. You don't have friction. You don't say, oh, is this thing going to work? You say, yes, this is going to work for me, and you know what? It works.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
It works.
And it takes time. You know, it's not going to be overnight.
It takes time.
No.
That's the one thing that I wanted to say. It takes time because it took all this time for your body to get all in the, you know, everybody's situation is different.
Exactly.
And everybody's ailments are different. But you know, it took all this to get to this point. And like you said, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, I'm able to still get go to and fro just all these previous years before I found out about symptometry.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm going to.
Because I was one taking herbs and taking all, you know, modifying my diet over the years. And then I have, and the one thing I wanted to speak on also, I have a history of allergies in my family. A lot of allergies. So all of that, like you said, it's a wonder we get up. I've had all of that, you know, up and down with that over the years.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing, that's the motivation to just keep going, keep going and not give up.
Thanks for the good work, and you know, spread the word. Symptometry do have the solution. We have the
solution. I'm telling people, everybody that I know, please consider, go to the website, look at, you know, what symptometry has to offer. You know, you'll live longer. You will find out about your body more as you grow. You know, there's a cure for every disease.
The kidneys, people on dialysis. You know what?
Yes.
My husband, you know, was almost on dialysis. We came to symptometry, no dialysis. I'm telling you, it works.
Yes, yes.
The liver,
absolutely.
Fibroids. You know, it's all, every disease is curable.
Yes.
Everyone.
Every, you know, so don't let them put a knife to your heart and put a stent to your heart. You know,
and what I wanted to also say, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I said, why are people getting pacemakers? Did they know the reason? The blood is dirty. It needs to be
It needs to be cleansed.
And once it's cleansed, you better. Because that pacemaker doesn't do anything. It causes you more problems than it is.
It's
very expensive, too. It's not cheap.
Very, very much so.
The other thing I wanted
to mention, and I'm going to get off after this. I was listening my appointment was this morning, but I've been at the library and two other places since then. But what I wanted to say, as I was leaving out, I was listening to one of the talk stations that I listen to from time to time, and they were talking, they had a doctor on about talking about Alzheimer's. I was like, oh my God, they need to talk about symptometry. They need to know. Now, they're going into that whole mode of when you get older,
yes,
like everything's supposed to fall apart just because you're seasoned.
I wanted to call in so bad, but
I couldn't. You know, I had to go, and you know, they put you on hold if you don't call. But I said, boy, somebody, they need to be educated on symptometry. It's not everything, as you were just saying, and so many have said, everything does not have to fall apart just because you're seasoned.
You are 90. Or 80,
yeah,
or
there's
70.
A lot of people 100. In their up in age, and they're doing a lot. They're running marathons. They're still exercising and moving and doing all this, you know, traveling and going here and there and there, starting businesses. I mean, you know,
absolutely,
they lead an active life. You don't
very
have to be
active.
Half dead.
No,
I just wanted to say that.
And you can live as long
exactly.
as you want.
Yes.
That is amazing.
All
that's
right.
How you're supposed
Salam
to be.
Alaikum.
Salam. Press one on your
I'll
phone
get off. Somebody else may want to talk. So
yes,
that's
ma'am.
All.
Thank
I just
you very much.
That.
Thank you. That is amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
We're gonna we are looking for her next annual physical to be even better, to get
exactly.
even better results. And that's how we
exactly.
should do it. That's how we should look at it. We look at those numbers, see what we have to do, and continue to work, continue to ionize, continue to eat scientific, continue to live on this planet using science, continue
mm-hmm.
to select our food
mm-hmm.
using science. This is what we have to do. And we'll be loaded with energy.
Exactly. And let me tell
mm-hmm.
you this before I leave. I just want you to know that everything that woman have said, it can happen to all of us. We all have opportunities
yes.
to live longer. But what goes into our bodies make a difference. What you consume, the food, the water, and the herbs, and the pharmaceutical drugs, that it doesn't do anything for you. If you take
Absolutely.
Them off, you will live longer, because people that are living healthily, even the doctors themselves, do you know they don't take pharmaceutical drugs? Maybe they take it for a day or two.
Absolutely.
And
they're
quit.
Not taking it.
But they put you on for 30 years. They said, high blood pressure medication, you're on for 20. Why? Why? You on high blood pressure medication for 20 years. Doesn't it heal? Ask them why. Why do you take it only 2 or 3 days, but you want me to take it for 20 years, 30 years? What? Something is wrong here.
Exactly.
Ask them questions. Why are you taking it for 3 days, but you put me on every year with no stop? If they don't have an answer for you, you're in the wrong place. So,
absolutely.
Brother, Assalamualaikum. I enjoy this. This is a topic for my heart.
We certainly appreciate.
And we'll see you next week. We'll talk about the heart, because all of us have hearts. Without hearts, we will not live. You need your heart.
You will not be here.
You won't be
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Thank you
so very
much.
Much,
everyone. Have a good week, and I'll talk to you next week. God bless. Thank you. Assalamualaikum.
Thank you so very much. Walaikumsalam. Thank you,
okay.
Mrs. Rita. We certainly appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
No problem.
Thank you. We thank our guests for sharing with us, Mrs. Rita Taylor, a certified cytometry health coach and a student at the American School of Cytometry in the master program. In the master program at the American School of Cytometry. Amazing. Amazing. She's going to be back with us, God willing, on next week, do another episode on the heart, knowing a lot more about the heart, about your heart. Things that we need to know to keep it healthy, to keep it strong. And that's what we have to do, brothers and sisters. It's our responsibility, no one else. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back, and we hope we have some people with questions. When we have questions, more people learn more, because we are able to make them aware in the questioning, in answering the question, bring about more awareness. So we hope you have questions when we come back. So please do not go anywhere. We have about another hour to go. So if you have someone in mind that you can call to have them to join us so they can partake in the information that we're sharing, please do that. Otherwise, we'll be right back. So please do not go anywhere at all. You're with Abdul Shaheed, and this is Optima Health. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hi.
I'm Sebastian Maniscalco, and my grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's disease in 2005. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America is a national nonprofit agency that's here to help. If you or someone you love has questions about the disease, need someone to talk to, pick up the phone. Call Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Don't be embarrassed. They're here to help you. Call 866-232-8484. Don't forget.
Assalamu alaikum, host, your quality assurance team leader, Abdul Shaheed, here to remind us that our quality assurance reports are due the third Sunday of each month. We're about to complete another fantastic month of broadcasting at AM360. In our effort to continue to improve our platform, please complete and submit your personal quality assurance report by going to cwsc.us. Do a search in the search bar for SEO Quality Assurance Review. Please read the instructions, then slow down to complete the review. Once completed, please click the submit button at the bottom left in red. And may we all have another successful month of broadcasting at AM360. Thank you, Abdul Shaheed, Quality Assurance Team Leader. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optima Health, and your certified symptometry health coach. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic, and we'll entertain your question. And if you have a comment to make, please feel free to press 1 on your phone, and we'll allow you to come in and make your comment. We'd love to hear from you. Brothers and sisters, there are 8 muscle proteins that all of our muscle must produce in order to renew our muscle tissues. And our heart is all muscle. So these 8 muscle proteins also work in our heart. Our heart must produce them from the nutrients and resources that we provide. We have to align our mind with what the cells need, with the heart cells need. We must align our mind with what the cells need. If we give them something that they don't need, then there'll be friction, tension, inertia, stasis. Those are the tangent of negative energy. This is how a disease will start in our mind because we made the wrong choices. We made the wrong decision. And this is how disease and health starts in our mind first. Our mind is the decision maker, brothers and sisters. That's why we have to learn, become knowledgeable, so we can make better decisions. Our mind is the decision maker. This is why it's important for us to be able to correct our mistakes. Not only our mistakes, but the mistakes of our parents and grandparents, our teachers. That's what must be done. Otherwise, we'll be stuck doing the same thing that they did, expecting better results. No, it starts with our decision. So if you want to be healthy, it's a decision that you have to make. First of all, we must be health conscious. We have to want to know and want to do better and learn what our cells need and give it to them. And they will work miracles, reversing many conditions that we have. So we now have to begin to pay attention to the symptoms that we have. There are solutions for all of these things. So there are 8 muscle proteins that our heart must produce in order to be strengthened, to nourish the heart with the nutrients and the molecules and the resources. We have to give it to the heart. There are actin, myosin, tropomyosin, troponin, dystrophin, fibrin, elastin, and titin. Those are the same muscle protein that must be in our lungs as well. That must be in our lungs. That must be in our kidneys. Must be elastin. It must be elastic. And also the same one that must be in our blood vessels. So our blood vessel is flexible and elastic. So they're not becoming hardened. Without elastin, they'll become hardened. If we block elastin from being produced by them, by those cells, then the blood vessel will become hardened, and they won't be able to participate along with the heart to regulate our blood pressure. And you'll be taking medication for hypertension or low blood pressure. Both are equal dangerous. In order for our cells to be nourished, there must be normal blood pressure. Can't be too high, can't be too low. Must be normal. This is very important. If our cells do not receive the nutrients, something going to happen. We're going to get a symptom because our cells won't be able to produce what's needed to keep us on a paradigm of normalcy. Brothers and sisters, this is how it works. This is how it is. So let's address some more blood impurities. We'll mention a few more of them, and then we're going to share 4 methods to ionize these, to remove these, to eliminate them from our blood, from our organs, from our tissue, and especially from our brain. Our brain must be healthy in order for us to be healthy, brother and sister. Our brain is a command center, and our mind is connected to it. The brain is the concrete. The mind is the abstract. And they work together. They are interconnected, interdependent, interrelated, and integrated. They work together. If the brain is congested and compromised, so will our mind be. Believe it or not, this is how it works, brother and sister. In order to clear the concretion from our mind and the congestion from our mind to make better decisions, we must clear them from our brain. We must clear the concretion from the brain first. Then watch how the person's personality would change. Even all mental illness are curable, all of them. We just have to take charge and do what's necessary, brothers and sisters. Otherwise, we're going to keep seeing this epidemic of mentally ill people all over the place, running rampant all over the world. And we all now are in danger. Cannot go hardly anywhere without some of these people who are mentally ill. They're not criminals. We can continue to treat them as criminals, but this is not going away. Until people modify their diet, change their lifestyle, and become healthier in the brain, in the rest of the organs and tissue, and removing the blood impurity, the toxic metal that's in the brain and in the blood. This is a problem. I just shared the answer to mental illness, Alzheimer's, all these things. Nobody is doing the maintenance and the upkeep on their own body. It is not taking place because they do not know what to do, and they're not being educated. Absolutely amazing, brothers and sisters, what we have at our fingertip. We just pray more people take it seriously and do something with it and do something about it. So we have recombinants. What are recombinants? These are different concretion in our body, in our blood, that will be combining with other concretion. Things in our blood will be combining with other things in our blood. Our body is biochemistry taking place 24/7. That's why we have to remove these things, keep reducing these things, because they will combine with other concretion and particulates and all these things, particles that will join together. Debris will be joined with other debris, creating a more complex debris. That's what a recombinant, that's what they are. They're debris joining with other debris, making it more and more complex. All these things taking place in our body. Our own cell will break down, and especially when they break down fast because of what we're eating and drinking, they will leave behind various concretion. And it's our responsibility to remove them. If we cook with the wrong salt, there'll be more debris that'll be left behind after eating food. And some of us eat food 3, 4, 5 times a day, leaving blood impurities, debris. And since we're 95%, 96% water, 94% water, debris with water equals sludge. Sludge will be covering the cell membrane, brothers and sisters. And I'm sharing with you what happens when we don't be removing these things from our body. Keep reducing them. If you want to be healthy, we have to do the maintenance and upkeep. Every day, that's something that we have to do, something that we have to focus on every single day. The human body is high maintenance. We're energy dependent, and we must always produce the energy that we're using. If not, we're going to run out of it. We have always got to be producing enzymes that we're using. If not, we're going to run out of enzyme. The moment we do, everything comes to a screeching halt. That's why we cannot denature the enzyme by consuming toxin and poison and microbe with toxin and poison. They denature enzyme. Cannot be drinking alcohol. Denature enzyme. Can be eating high acidic foods and drink acidic beverages. Can't be drinking high alkaline foods and beverages. They denature enzyme. Pharmaceutical, denature enzyme. Vaccine, denature enzyme. So someone offer you a vaccine and you take it, you're not going to be healthier, because the very thing that you're taking is going to denature your enzyme, make them worthless. This is why people have problems after taking one. There's natural ways to deal with microbes. Microbes in the form of viruses, bacteria, fungus, protozoa, worms, parasites, all these things are microbes that we cannot see with our eyes. And they leave behind toxic when they enter our body, poison and toxic. That's what they do. And they're not going away. We have to learn how to deal with them, how to keep our immune system robust, keep our metabolism robust, keep our digestive system robust, to keep our lymphatic system robust. We make ourselves healthier to resist diseases. Every part of our body, that's what our responsibility is, to make it resistant to diseases, every part. And we have the power and the capability to do just that. We just have to make up our mind, brothers and sisters. So we have different debris, simple debris, complex debris. Debris from using the wrong salt, iodine sea salt, pink salt, Himalayan salt, rock salt, consuming saturated fat, phosphorus protein, vaccine adjuvants, coal tar derivative, heat-resistant preservatives, halogen from different bites, from insect bite, bug bite, mosquito bites. All these things will add up and they'll be in our blood, the toxic from them. It's our responsibility, brothers and sisters, to remove these things, to eliminate them from my blood. They will slow the circulation of the blood down. And there'll be too many cells that will not receive nutrients and resources. If the cells do not receive nutrients and resources, they cannot produce anything to keep us healthy. And when they cannot do that, they will send a sign called symptom to warn us. That's what the symptom is about, warning. And someone just treat your symptom, they're just treating the warning sign. They're not dealing with the disease. They're not going to the source to remove what caused the symptom or what caused the disease. You want someone to be able to remove the product, the factor, the agent that's producing the symptom that's causing the disease. That's what you should want to do. So, brother and sister, if you have a question, you have a health issue you're dealing with or someone you know dealing with, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic and you'll be able to ask your question or make a comment. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. There are many people that use herbs. Many herbs have alkaloids. This is the way that plants protect themselves. They produce alkaloid. They are heat resistant and they're poison. They're toxic. Many herbs have alkaloids. So if you're using herbs, then you get an alkaloid inside of you. It's going to make your condition worse. It may seem like you're getting some results, but eventually you'll be going downhill. Herbs do not cure diseases. Food do not cure diseases. Pharmaceutical drugs do not cure diseases, brothers and sisters. In order to cure the disease, we must restore the two-way communication that has been smashed based on what you ate, what you drank, what you put on your skin, what you put on your hair, what you use as soap, what you brush your teeth with. All these things. And there'll be blood impurities from them in our blood. Vinyl chloride, lictins in many plant food, lictins, resins that's on our floor of the carpet or the hardwood floor, resin, soot from your fireplace, soot from cigarette smoke. And you don't have to be a cigarette smoker. Just be in the vicinity. Secondhand smoke is worse than the person who's smoking. If you're around people that smoke cigarette, your health is compromised. Your health is compromised. There'll be soot on your lungs. Instead of there being air in the air sacs in the lungs, there'll be soot there. And you won't have enough place or space for air, oxygen. And that's what will make you difficulty breathing. You have breathing difficulties because the air sac will not have enough space for oxygen. Brothers and sisters, we share information that can prevent all of these things. Those things could be ionized, hydrolyzed, oxidized out of your lungs. Periodically, in order to stay healthy on this planet, we have to use that method to remove blood impurities and different impurities from our organs, tissue, lymphatic system, membrane, Krebs, every part of our body is going to have to happen. We have pollen, ragweed, radon gas into our home. And there are cracks in the foundation, cracks in the wall. Homocysteine from eating certain starchy food. And there will be a buildup in our heart, blocking our heart from producing the 8-muscle protein. Homocysteine must be ionized. are oxidized from our heart. If we eat certain starchy food, that's what it's going to break down to. Certain starchy food, that's what it breaks down to. We have different metabolites from the food because we didn't digest it thoroughly. So something was left behind. These things become residue and growth factor for microbes to feed on. So I'm just sharing with us some of the things that will cause blood impurity to be circulated in our blood and will be in our organs, because our organ will be absorbing the impurities that are circulating in the blood. In order for the blood to continue to circulate, that's what will be happening. In order to stay healthy, we must remove the blood impurity, brother and sister. And like I was saying earlier, blood is our only circulatory system. It is because it is our only circulatory system that all of the nutrients, all of the essentials, all of the resources rely on it to get to the cells. Also, the cells rely on the blood to dump their waste into the lymphatic system and circulate their products to other cells, to the glands, to the membrane. As a result, the heavy reliance on the circulatory system makes blood cluttered with waste, poison, metabolites, and all the other things that I've been mentioning. These wastes and undesirable collectively are called blood impurities. This is what symptomatic science called them. We lump them all together as blood impurities. That could be 70 or more blood impurities circulating in your blood today because you're not removing any. These will be the underlying causes of most health problems in a human being on this planet. Not reducing the blood impurities. This is part of the maintenance and the upkeep that we are responsible for doing, brother and sister. No one has shared that information with us. That it's our responsibility to do the maintenance and the upkeep, not just eat food and drink water and go to the bathroom a few times a day. To be healthy, there's maintenance and upkeep. More than the maintenance and upkeep of our cars and our home. We think our body going to do all that by itself? It cannot. It relies on us to be able to do it. If you don't do it, short life expectancy. Short life expectancy. This is the result. We have a purpose for being here, brother and sister. We were born to live, not to die. This is our purpose for being here. And we should not leave this place until we have maximized our fullest potential. Achieving our purpose. That's why we're here. To maximize our fullest potential. Until we do that, we still have work to do. And we can do it. So these things must be removed. I just shared just a few of them. That's many, many of them. I'm going to share. Before I do, I'm going to go to the hand we have raised. The mic is open, Sister Amina.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like as-salam. Doesn't look like nobody else is going to ask the question, right?
Yeah, I was trying to give someone else a chance to call, but since they haven't, I'm going to ask another. I got the symptometry article about the best solution to the mental health crisis in the world. I haven't read all of it, but something that has caught my attention that I want to ask about regarding that, where it says the only source of brain energy for all neuronal connectivity comes from glucose and heat. It is thermal energy that produces speed, acceleration, momentum, vibrations, wave, frequency, etc., while glucose produces force, strength, pressure, and powerful neuronal activity. And it's saying that people who have not studied glucose in detail are promoting all kinds of bogus diets and on and on and on. But just could you kind of expound on that just a wee bit, not much. I haven't read the whole thing, but it just caught my attention. And
excellent. If we want to deal with the mental health issue, Sister Amina, this is the best method. Knowing how to nourish the brain and what resources it needs. What Dr. Norton is saying, because he has studied symptomatic science to arrive at that conclusion, that the nutrient that our brain uses, the brain food, the nutrient is glucose. And the two resources that our brain needs to be healthy is thermal energy. See, people eat cold food. They eat ice. Our mouth is right below our brain. So we eat cold food. We drink cold milk. We drink cold beverages. We put ice in water. We drink cold water. All these things will eliminate it. Will eliminate our thermal energy that the cells need. The cells need thermal energy. Why? Because there is the tangent of other energy in thermal energy, in heat. There's electrical energy. There's wave. And there's all the other tangent that you just named. Our cells use all the tangents of energy to do their job. And then what is the job of the cell? To keep us healthy. And when they cannot do that job, we will be left with sickness and disease. This is what happens. This is the process. It is our cell that must produce all the essential for the brain to be healthy. The neurotransmitter, the neuron, neurochemical, hormone, enzyme. All of these things is what control human behavior. They control human behavior. But if the brain cell cannot receive the nutrients, something else must take the place of it. There'll be plaque. Neuro fiber level plaque will be filled up in the brain. And all of the metal, toxic metal from the air, from the water, from the food, from the herb, from the pharmaceutical drugs will also be in the person's brain. How can the brain have neuronal connectivity when all those things are blocking the neurons? How can the neuron receive and send signals at the speed of light when all the things we just mentioned would be blocking them? Blockages everywhere in the brain. And another thing that no one has shared information, you never heard this before, it's only because we're students of symptomology that I know about it. And the person's brain will be getting smaller. It will be shrinking, Sister Amina.
That's what I was going to ask about as well.
the person's brain is going to be shrinking. How can the person be smarter when the brain is shrinking? How can the person have enlightenment or have memory and not be forgetful and not have Alzheimer's? And that brain is shrinking. That is the result of a shrunken brain. And now you allow microbes to feed on it. Because the brain is not able to produce all of the energy to be healthy. Microbes would take advantage of us. We have all kind of food-borne illnesses. Recall on all kind of food. Every week there's a different recall. Recall on ground beef. Salmonella infection. All the salmonella has to do is get in the bloodstream, and it will go right to the brain and wreak havoc on the person's brain. just cut up the person's brain. No wonder people are getting insane and mentally ill. They can be as smart as they want to be, Sister Amina, but if not doing what they need to do to remove these impurities, blood impurities, and microbes from their brain, they have no chance. But the brain will be shrinking, and they'll be insane. Even the smartest person that you know, and this happened to them, they will be mentally ill.
I was also asking because I've had members in my family, cousins of mine, who've been impacted negatively. It's on my father's side and a few on my mom's side, you know, negatively with mental diagnosis. And some of them, there's a few of my cousins, you know, they got, it seemed to be better, but all they got was, they ended up being experimented on. That's what ended up happening.
Yes, that's what happened to us. That's exactly what happened to us. When we go to the wrong people, Sister Amina, they still experiment on our people. We're the number one experiment, the guinea pig, I guess you could
say. We always, they always want, and then I look in the history of it. And then the other thing, I'm going to be quiet after this, but this other paragraph has my attention, too. I haven't read the whole thing, but I'm just seeing where it says, what about...
information there.
Yes, it is. What about the addicts, pimps, carjackers, killers, spouse
abusers,
all of these
abusers, are mentally ill people.
Yes, child abusers, shoplifters, thieves, arsonists, social misfits, etc. They have become what they are because of brain neglect.
Yes.
So that is
the problem all over the world. All over the world. No place is escaping this. Low income, no income, rich area of the world. Doesn't make any difference. Many of the leaders that's telling us what to do, Sister Amina, are mentally ill. They have shrunken brains.
Yes.
That's why they do what they do. That's why we see what we're seeing.
Yes.
And once you look at it in that respect, then you understand what's happening.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. But
and they don't know how to nourish their brain. They don't know about glucose. They don't know the first thing about ionization, hydrolysis, or oxidation. They don't know the first thing about thermal energy in the brain. And the mucous membrane needs a lot of thermal energy, heat. We keep eating food that deplete heat from our body. Ice cream, all these things, eating these things. And we don't know about iodine. Those are the nutrients and resources for our brain. Glucose, iodine, thermal energy. And sometimes you have what it takes to remove all the blockage, the concretion, the plaque, and the microbes from our brain. Our brain works with our heart as well as with our mind. How can we have a healthy heart if we're making the wrong decision all the time of what we're going to be eating?
Yeah.
It's not going to work out for us. That's what's happening.
Can I ask another question and then I'll get off? What other areas of the body does plaque accumulate other than in the heart?
Everywhere. Everywhere.
And I hang up and listen. Salamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Okay, thank you for that question. That's an excellent question, too, as well. Plaque will be everywhere there's blood vessels, veins, and capillaries. And every organ is nourished by blood vessels, veins and capillaries. Every nook and cranny of our body must have blood. Blood is the connected tissue that connects everything. This is why microbes, once they get in the blood, they can go anywhere they want to in our body. Anywhere. Anywhere. They use our bloodstream as their mode of transportation. Microbe, and you don't hear the doctor and none of these therapeutic talking about them. They're afraid to talk about them because they don't have a solution for them. They don't have a solution. Drugs won't do nothing for them. Herbs won't do nothing for those microbes. They love that stuff. The over-counter stuff, that won't do anything with microbes and toxic metal, plaque, neurofiber-level plaque in the brain, plaque in the heart, plaque in the kidney, plaque in the liver, blocking things. This is what happens. They can't put a stent all over the body. So they put a few stents in the heart, open a person's heart. All that is archaic, brothers and sisters. It's unnecessary. It does not work. There's a better solution. Syntomagen has particulate, subatomic particle, to hydrolyze, oxidize, ionize. And the fourth method, he uses electrolytic dissociation. I'm going to break down each one of these. I think we have time to do it. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and then we'll open your mic for you to ask your question or make a comment. What is ionization? It's a process involving heating ions of metal, heating them, such as mercury, iron, nickel, copper, calcium, and acid ion to break the covalent bond or chemical bond or ionic bond or hydrogen bond that binds unsavory spices, poison, halogen, toxin, toxic compound, venom, all these things that circulate in our blood and is stuck in our organs. That's the method. That's one method to remove them. It is called ionization. This is one of the methods that syntomagy uses to remove blood impurity from my heart, from my lungs, from my kidney, from my liver, and on and on and on and on. Another method called hydrolysis. Use hydrolyzer. It's a process involved in producing ancillary enzymes to continuously add water to bonds, to break the bonds and blockages until they disintegrate, enabling the flow of oxygenated blood to resume. And that is the purpose of ionization as well, for the flow and circulation of oxygenated blood to go everywhere it needs to go and to resume granulation. Granulation, for that to take place, if no granulation take place, brothers and sisters, nothing will be renewed. This is the process that the ribosomal RNA uses protein granules to stitch things back together to rebuild every part of our body. I am sharing with you the process to refurbish and renew every part of our body, but we have to do our part to ensure that it happens and take place. So hydrolysis, oxidation. What's oxidation? Another process to remove these things from our body, from our blood, from our organs, from our tissue. The process involves applying heat to oxygen, which then burns away bonds, entanglement, engorgement when the person has used too much of a substance, and blockages that's in the blood vessel, allowing the flow of oxygenated blood to resume and granulation to take place to refurbish and rebuild the person's body. There should be nothing old in us, brothers and sisters. Our cells divide, so everything should be renewed. But we're blocking the renewal process based on what we're eating and drinking and being exposed to. I'm doing the best I can do to express myself to you to get you to wake up and understand how this body operates and what we have at our fingertips. Our body is not supposed to fall apart, but since we're not doing the repair and the maintenance, this is what we end up with. This is what happens. So no one is educating us, brothers and sisters.
Now, you are hearing things for the first time. And most of you don't believe what I'm saying. I understand. Until you have a paradigm shift, you're not going to believe it. This is why we're addressing health-conscious individuals. Health-conscious. Those people want to be healthy. Those people want to cure their disease. Those people are willing to do what's necessary to make up their mind and take care of the needs of their cells. Once the mind is made up and you focus on the need of the cells, then the person will become healthy again by doing and everything that the cells need for them to do. It's all about taking care of the cells, enhancing them, enhancing the DNA, the chromosome. This is what health is all about, brother and sister. Electrolyte dissociation, the process involving heating electrolytes. That's 8 electrolytes, brother and sister. Another process of producing electrical energy for the body. Our body is electric. It uses electrical energy. That's what our cells use to do most of its work, which in turn use electrical energy to dissolve bonds and blockages in order to allow oxygenated blood to circulate again. It's all about circulating the nutrients and resources to every part of our body. That's what's in the oxygenated blood. Oxygen is the life giver. If it's blocked from circulating to every nook and cranny of our body, then something's going to go under suspended animation. They really don't die. They go under suspended animation until they get what they need. If they don't ever get what they need, then the body breaks down and deteriorates. And the rest will be history. You make your transition, and you'll be done with that. I hope we're making more people aware of the things that we must do, the process of maintenance and the repair work that must be done in order to optimize our health. Optimal health is all about making our body, brother and sister, resistant to diseases, every part of our body to become resistant to diseases. And it's possible for us to be able to do it. That's our responsibility. Optimal health, the name of this program, it is the natural ability of all of the body part to resist diseases by making the body resistant to microbes, parasites, as well as toxic metal, radiation, poison, toxic alkaloids, and acids. We have the ability to do it, brothers and sisters. I hope you believe that. But it's not. There'll be people in the future that will surely believe it and be doing it. In order to have optimal health, this requires mastering the rules of health that you heard us mention and talk about many times on this program. The iron rule, the speed law, the weakness law. These are laws that the Almighty has ingrained in the creation. And you have to become more and more familiar with them, like I have. pH rule. If we violate the pH rule, the microbe in us is going to come out and wreak havoc. Your doctor will not have a clue. You'll be clueless because he's not talked about them. He's not taught about them and what they're capable of doing. If you violate the pH rule, any of these rules, the iron rule, the sulfur rule, the speed law, the weakness law, the natural law. There's a natural law, brother and sister. Natural law of automation. The Almighty Source Creator, everything on automation. There's a system engaged, involved to keep it in the paradigm of normalcy. Once you get away from that, sickness and disease. Doesn't make any difference what level or what sphere are we talking about. Whether it's on a physical level or community level, same thing happens. Or a social level, same thing happens.
on an individual level, the same things happen when we're in violation, when we get away from the fitra, the natural pattern that the Almighty has created. It's ingrained in the creation. It came with the creation, and we are creation, brothers and sisters. That's why these laws apply to us as well. And symptomatic science has figured it out, that these laws also apply to our body, anatomy and physiology. Even the laws of physics apply to us as well as everything else in the universe. That's why we put them to work for us. That's what it's all about, putting them to work for us. Natural law, whatever is weak must be strengthened. Whatever is old must be renewed. Whatever is abnormal must be put back to normalcy. If we violate that natural law, we are doomed. Pure and simple. It doesn't matter what we endeavor. Doesn't matter what we engage in. We must be in obedience to these laws and rules. Without our human body, we won't be here long to carry out and accomplish nothing. Paramount that we take care of our body so we continue to carry out our work, our purpose in life, brother and sister. We were all sent here with a purpose. And some of us have to get to age 60 or 70 before we find what our purpose is. That's okay. We just keep living and keep living until we finish it. Now we have the capability of doing that. But we must have a change of mindset. And no one is going to do it for us. No one is coming to save us. I don't care what you've been taught. No one is coming to save us. We have to save ourselves, brother and sister. And we all know this. If we were to be saved, we would have been saved by now. Much we've been through. And the people before us, much they have suffered. If we were ever to be saved, we would have been saved already. We have to save ourselves. That is my conclusion. We must save ourselves, and we have the capacity to do it. We have everything inside of us, brothers and sisters, to save ourselves. The Almighty put it there. Now we have to make the best use of it and reverse every disease that we have and become disease-free so our brain will be at the point where it can solve all the problems that we have. How can the brain solve problems when we have diseases in our body? Whatever is circulating in our body will be in our blood. If there's a disease anywhere in our body, it's going to become a vortex of negative energy that's going to also, at some point in time, reach our brain. Then we're going to become mentally ill. The toxic from the disease. The toxic from the microbes. The toxic metal. And all of the other blood impurities that we've already talked about. And many more that we have not even mentioned. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a question, we only have a couple of minutes left in the program, and we have certainly appreciate you paying attention, and I'm sure that's what's been happening while you didn't ask questions. You've been paying attention, and I hope you took good notes. I'll come back and listen to the recording later. And join us next week with a new episode, and we're going to continue to talk about the heart again. Our heart is very important, as well as our brain and every part of our body. Very, very important. And they all work together, brother and sister. They're interdependent, interrelated, integrated, and interconnected. And we operate as one biological unit. One biological unit. And that is the indication of how we're supposed to work together. As one community, one family, one soul. That's how the human being is supposed to work, just like ourselves. 75 to 100 trillion. And we only have 8 billion people on the planet. We have 75 trillion cells working together in unison to keep us healthy. A marvelous example of unity and creativity. Our cells has atomic intelligence. They know how to figure things out when no man knows. So, brothers and sisters, it has indeed been our honor and pleasure and privilege to share the information of symptomatic science with us today on Optimal Health. We have reached our term limit here today. We have to depart. So our next host, get in the host seat, Imam Abdul Aziz of Masjid Adam, the Center of Human Excellence in the Bronx, New York, will be coming before you. Will be coming shortly before you. So we'd like to give our contact information just in case someone have a need to contact us. Please feel free to contact us at 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E. Brother and sister, please bring someone with you next week on our next episode of Optimal Health. Same time, same station. You already have the numbers to call into. We also have a program called The Science of Health and You on IWDM Blog Talk Radio. That's tomorrow, Tuesday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You may join us by dialing 714-816-4673. Number again, 714-816-4673. We also have a program on Saturday and Sunday morning called Morning Tylene from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can join us by dialing 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. Brothers and sisters, it has been our honor to speak and share with you today. And we hope your time was well spent. And join us on another episode of Optimal Health on next week. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
On my face, yeah. And I'm upset, son, and listen, and I just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest. I told the world, I talk to God every day. If God's with me, can't nobody be against me. I shook up the world. I shook up the world. I am the king of the world.
Hold it, hold it, hold it.
I'm pretty.
Hold it, you're not that pretty.
I'm a bad man.
Wait, wait.
I shook up the world. I shook up the world.
Hold it.
I shook up the world.
We've lost a powerful voice for Al-Islam in America and the world with the passing of champion humanitarian El-Hajj Muhammad Ali. He was a force of human nature as Imam Muhammad's most accomplished supporter in helping to remake the world. Now the work to get the voice of our group intellect into the broader American and international community continues with you and me. We invite you to take advantage of two powerful opportunities to impact the dialogue of Al-Islam at a most critical moment in global history. First, masajids, imams, and khatibs, you're invited to participate in the Share Your Jummah with the World by live broadcasting your Salatul Jummah from your masjid or Islamic center. AM 360 broadcasts more Jummahs from our group intellect throughout the nation than any other resource in America, allowing our fellow Americans to hear firsthand the pure message of Al-Islam from our Musallas. Help us deliver one of our most important community services. Log on at cwsc.us and see the Share Your Jummah prominently displayed on our homepage. It's easy to sign up and requires only a telephone to broadcast. Next, we have an opportunity for all public speakers in our group intellect to join the National Speakers Bureau and help take our voices into the forebears of society as never before. If you have public speaking experience, then we need you in panel, seminar, and classroom discussions, workshop facilitation, media appearances, and training and development. Our National Speakers Bureau will address diverse audiences from government agencies and corporations to business, civic conferences, and religious forums. For more information, email info@cwsc.us or call 910-317-0297. None of us alone are a Muhammad Ali or a W.D. Muhammad, yet together we can let our voices resound. We too can shake up and remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى أهله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعين بإكسان اليوم الدين والسلام على إمام ورف الدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباده الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we declare all praises due to Allah after seeking refuge in Him from Shaitan the accursed. And we praise Him, we seek His aid, and we humbly ask that the prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah be established upon His noble messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of the prophets and messengers, our true chief. We turn to Allah, we ask Him to establish His mercy as well as His blessings, as well as His peace upon him. But we also ask that the same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings be established upon all of His family members who followed Him in purification. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the very same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of His illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and their followers in excellence to the day of judgment. And we humbly ask Allah to establish His peace as well as His mercy upon Imam Dr. Warafuddin Muhammad, as we ask Allah to establish peace amongst ourselves and the righteous servants of Allah, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from, and to all of that we say Ameen. I openly bear witness that there is absolutely nothing worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. Allah calls our attention in the Quran, and He says, O ye who have obtained true faith, be mindful of Allah and fear Him with a rational fear, and let every person consider what they send out for tomorrow, and be mindful of Allah, fearing Him rationally, for surely He is aware of all that you do. We want to begin by extending the greetings to you, the greetings of peace, the greetings of the angels, the greetings of paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you and your attendance this evening on Ma'iyya ala al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdulaziz, and of course we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. And as always, dear brothers and sisters, we want to ask all of you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant, our dear brother, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Khalifa Ramadan and his family, upon Imam Vernon Farid and his family, Muhammad Sadiq and his family, upon Imam Ibrahim Pasha and his family, upon Imam Abdul Majid Karim Hassan and his family, upon Imam Ajin Muhammad and his family, upon Imam Muhammad Ansari and his family, upon Imam Abdul Baqi Abdul Hamid and his family, upon Imam Farouk Abdul Wali and his family, and upon Imam Rafiq Rasul and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of our dear brother Imam Ali Rashid, Imam Qasim Ahmed, and all of those other imams that we may not have mentioned. We want you to be generous in your supplication on their behalf. We ask you to be special, make special dua on behalf of Imam Warafuddin Muhammad and his family, And we ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to make dua on behalf of our dear sister, Al-Hajjah Fajr Tyson, Al-Hajjah Robina LeBron, Al-Hajjah Dalila Shahid, Al-Hajj Lawrence Shahid. And we also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz and his family. Please be generous in your supplication. And also, if you could remember, dear brothers and sisters, to make dua for all of us who are struggling, who have friends and family that are going through, facing some trial or tribulation. We ask all of you to petition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us and them to be able to stand up to whatever he puts in front of us. And to that we say, Ameen. So tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we want to first and foremost ask all of you to be mindful of what's coming down the pipe here in the United States. And one of those things, and we have to be mindful of Allah and fear him with the rational fear. And we say this every time we open up because it's a very important lesson in the act of self-censorship. Self-censorship is an Islamic concept that is predicated on the verse of the Quran. It's called muhasaba. Muhasaba in Surah 59, verse 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions us as a people, giving us the indicator as to how we'll be able to make it with this useful tool of self-censorship. He says, O ye who have obtained true faith, be mindful of Allah and fear him with irrational fear. And let every person consider what they send out for tomorrow. And so this useful hint, this tool that Allah gives us is the tool of self-censorship, to think about our behavior, to think about how much we put forward, whether we really was genuine or whether we were just playing games, whether we gave all we had or whether we were just playing around, whether we were honest or whether we were genuine. We ask ourselves these questions at the end of the day. And if you don't do that, you should make a habit of doing that. If you ask yourself, did you handle that person correctly? Did you treat them right? Did you speak up for the truth? Did you represent it? And muhasabah is a concept, dear brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to when he says, وَلْتَنْدُ نَفْسُ مَا قَتَّمَ لِغَدٍ. Let every person consider what they send out for tomorrow. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ and fear Allah with a rational fear. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Surely Allah is aware of everything that you do. And so it's important for us to first and foremost consider the Islamic concept of self-censorship. And then weigh that against what's being said and done out here in society, dear brothers and sisters. In society, we have this overwhelming promotion of alternative lifestyle. Alternative lifestyle that leaves the way of Allah. Alternative lifestyle that leaves the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already ordained and made his sunnah, and he has declared that there's no substitute for it. There's no justification for it either. And so when we're in our right minds, we're able to better assess what's happening. And we're able to make decisions that are decisions that are better for us. Allah in the Quran, in Muhasabah, after the verse of Muhasabah, he says, وَلَا تَلْكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُولَهَا فَأَنْسَاهُمْ فَأَنْفُوسَهُمْ أُولَيْكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And do not be like those who forget Allah, and as a result, he causes them to forget themselves. Think about that, dear brothers and sisters. He said, truly, these are they who are the transgressing people. And when we talk about alternative lifestyle, alternative natures, to substitute what Allah has created, we're actually inviting the idea that we forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, Allah causes us to forget ourselves. He causes those people to forget themselves. And he says, these are they who are truly the wrongdoers. So what do we have, dear brothers and sisters, to fall back on when we see a society that's being ran on the basis of, if you will, on the basis of alternative lifestyle, gender reassignment, promoting it in our schools, exposing our children to it. Dear brothers and sisters, what is happening here? Are the Muslims supposed to be quiet? The agenda now, dear brothers and sisters, is that they go and knock, and they're knocking on doors now. It used to be where they used to be quiet. Now they're knocking on doors. Now they're knocking on doors demanding that we accept. And we're saying that Islam is telling us that we are not under obligation to follow any of those things. And although we don't hate you, we don't accept that particular lifestyle. And we should be able to voice that and articulate that without them trying to drown us out with this idea behind us being phobic. Without them trying to drown us out with calling us anti. But as the Muslim, we're supposed to stand up for that which is right, even if it's against ourselves. So what's right in this instance, dear brothers and sisters, when our children have no sanctuary? When they're being told by people who are not in their families that they're trusting these people in their schools who are promoting this particular lifestyle. Dear brothers and sisters, be mindful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us to account for our silence and our inability to act in areas that we should act. May Allah help us to that we say ameen.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
We're back, dear brothers and sisters, and you're listening to Ma'iyah Alal Kulihal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz. We're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. And we're talking about the natural order of things and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us in the Quran to be upright by way of the nature, okay, the fitra that he has established, that he created all mankind on. And so I want to hear what you have to say about this phenomenal task, this dynamic that they've created and made that more of an agenda piece than anything else in this country. When the country needs help in other areas, we decided to just promote this particular type of behavior. These initiatives that are not helping the homeless, these issues are not helping those people who are starving, it's not helping the people who are being ran out of their countries or anything of that nature. What is this to usher in this idea that we need to make room for people who decide that they don't want to be who Allah created them to be? And not think at least at a bare minimum that this is against the way of Allah. That God's rule has been violated. But instead, allow these people and these individuals to have some level of dominance in a society that's in need of reform. And so they respond to the reform in this society by adding more corruption. Gambling is legal now. Prostitution in some states is legal now. And they turn the blind eye to it because so many people are engaged in it. On the books, homosexuality and those particular acts are considered crimes that are still on the books in the United States, still on the books. And so when we look at this idea being presented, we're looking at, you know, this turning the blind eye, right? But at the same time, we're not even addressing the issues that need to be addressed in terms of our people and the things that our people are dealing with
as a society. And so the average Joe, he doesn't want any smoke, if you will. So what he does is, I don't want to cause any confusion. I don't want to be labeled as anti this or anti that, or phobic this or phobic that, right? And so what happens is we become silent, and then the next thing you know, they're knocking on our door now, and they want to come in, like they knocked on the door of Prophet Lut, alayhi salam, when the angels came to visit. You see, when the angels came to visit, and when they came to visit, they looked at them like as if they were handsome men, and they came running after them. And so it's important, dear brothers and sisters, for us to understand that those same angels were there to destroy the town. So what's going to happen to us, dear brothers and sisters? Because this is repeating itself. We're living in a society that the people are doing the same thing. Now they're knocking on our door seeking acceptance. They want us to accept that behavior. They want us to accept the very thing that Allah is against. And you don't think Allah is going to send the angels down here, dear brothers and sisters? The country is imploding on its own. It's imploding on its own. Even those who profess that behavior, who profess that mentality, those initiatives, they're committing suicide on an alarming rate. So something is not adding up here, dear brothers and sisters. Their happiness is not found there. Their lives are not made complete once they have got some level of acceptance. Because the futurists say, hey, man, this is totally wrong, man. What are you doing? So the believers are there to remind. May Allah help us in being the reminder, dear brothers and sisters, that He created male and female, and He gave them mates. And each one of them has an opposite sex attached to them, not the same. He left no regard for those of us who want to try to change His creation. We don't have power to do that. Even though they have technology right now, we don't have power to do that. Because no matter what we change into, we'll always be who Allah wanted us to be deep down inside. You'll never be able to replace the real sentiment of a woman, dear brothers and sisters. And a woman will never be able to take the position of a man and profess the same sentiment of the man. They'll still always have that feminine quality that dominates the inner self. No matter how they dress, no matter how they look, no matter how, whatever they make up, they put on. Because the nature that Allah created us on, He doesn't substitute that. But He tells us to be upright on that. So when we retard that, what happens is it starts to have a mental effect on us. And then as a result, the individual implodes. And we see that in society today. They've gotten so bad with it now that now they're almost in a position to where they, as a people, are almost demanding. They're forcing their will on us now. And so when we look at it, dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an opportunity to be heard. They're listening to them. Why are they listening to them? Because they're the only ones talking, dear brothers and sisters. May Allah help us to that which that means.
Must be something. alaikum. Welcome, radio audience, for another episode of Toward Model Communities. Thank you for tuning in and taking your precious time to join us as we discuss development and construction of model communities around these United States of America, being influenced by the commentary and tafsir of Imam Waqf Din Muhammad. At this time, we'd like to schedule a PSA or play a PSA for you to just show our identification, station identification, and everything. Thank you.
Peace be with you. You're listening to American Muslim 360 Radio Network at am360.org on the dial. This is Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director for Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC, the parent corporation for American Muslim 360, and we welcome you to either our live programming or podcast where we feature encore best of the best pre-recorded programming. We invite you to visit us at cwsc.us to view our live programming and podcast schedule and our calendar events. For either live or podcast programming, you can stream at am360.org or dial 701-719-4197. Again, that's 701-719-4197, any hour of the day or night to enjoy 24-hour quality programming. For our live broadcasts, you can be part of the conversation in real time and share your opinion directly with the host or guests and audience. Just listen for call-in information during our live programming. We ask that you refrain from calling in while you're behind the wheel driving, even if you're using a hands-free device. We want you to be safe.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We're back, dear brothers and sisters, and you're listening to Ma'iyya ala Lukuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we are broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM360.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Monday. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. The deadline for application is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Dear brothers and sisters, you're listening to Ma'iyya ala Kuli Hal, and we're back as your host, Imam Abdul Aziz. We want you to press 1 on your phone and chime in on this discussion that we're having, or this conversation that I started concerning what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us concerning self-censorship in our current day crisis in this society, in the society in which we live. When we talk about the stance that those people who've selected an alternative lifestyle and how they're imposing that upon us in our schools, in our communities, and so much to the point where they're not getting any pushback. But some of communities and school boards are coming together and they're challenging what they're suggesting to offer. You offer that in the school, but you won't offer Black history according to our real narrative. That you take everything out in the schools about Dr. Martin Luther King and what took place during slavery and all that kind of stuff out of the schools, but you put this in the schools. Male committing adultery with males and females with females, same-sex marriage and things like that. You're putting this on children, and you're messing up their minds. And then they come out and they make this big thing. This is supposed to be Pride Month. Pride in what? How can you take pride in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you to stay away from? In the same way that this is being violated, in the same way the recompense is going to be taken by the one who's given the order that it's haram. And so as a Muslim, I'm very fearful of what's happening here, and I'm very, very conscious of what our condition is. Because as long as we're here and we're not saying anything, when the punishment comes, we're right here with it. At least be on record for those who don't agree with that stuff. May Allah help us to that, we say, I mean. Plus one on your phone, inshallah.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to Ma'iyya ala al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we want you to press one on your phone and share your thoughts. Share your thoughts with me concerning the natural order of things, how Allah intended creation, and how it is man who's taken it upon himself to try to redefine the nature of humanity. May Allah help us, dear brothers and sisters. We are struggling with this dynamic. And so what we want to do is we want to take a look at that and share our thoughts. And it starts with a conversation amongst believers. People that are of some level of spirituality know that there is something wrong with that. And historically, there's never been a society who's promoted that, and it did not promote its own end. So what makes you think, dear brothers and sisters, that we're any different in a society that's not promoting its own end? So press one on your phone, dear brothers and sisters. Tell me how you feel. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, to remember him, and to show gratitude to him and worship him in the best way. And to that we say, Ameen.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims that have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Dear brothers and sisters, again, we are happy to come to you live from America's Islamic, number one Islamic broadcast station, AM360. And we are, our program is called Ma'iyya ala al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we just want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, that one of the beauties of Islam is the fact that it qualifies us to be of some level of influence in society. If you take all of the laws given us and say that all that we have, and you take what all of that has been given to those people who want to accept an alternative lifestyle, you ask yourself, what has the more right to be said or promoted? What has the right, more right to be established as a way for humanity? And you'd have to, without question, without any biasness, say that the thing, the natural thing, is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed, and it is for everyone. It's not just for me. It's not just for you. It's for everyone. And although the Muslim community do not want any harm or anything like that, or have any hostility toward anyone who has that view, we are not compromising our beliefs, and we're not sharing them, because they have a group of Muslims that are out there now claiming that they don't follow the interpretation of the Quran that says that this is haram. And they're demanding a spot somewhere. They're demanding being recognized as Muslims, when in reality the Prophet ﷺ said, whosoever imitates the people is of those people. So how can you actually be of them if you're imitating them? He said, whosoever cheats us is not of us. He whose inclination is not in accordance to what I have brought should have it rejected. So we look at this idea when Allah says in the Quran, لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله. Do not put yourselves forward before Allah and His Messenger and fear Allah. Do not put yourselves forward. What do you mean? لا تقدم بين يدي الله ورسوله. Do not put yourselves forward, man. Don't you go beyond that. Don't you all of a sudden, you want to change what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already ordained. You want to put something in there. You want to go over what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and put your own opinion in there. Allah says, don't do that. Allah in the Quran says it's not fitting for a believing male or female to exercise an opinion in a matter that Allah has already decided. So it's important, dear brothers and sisters, when you hear these people that want to continue that behavior but then tell you that they're in Islam and make it seem like you don't have a right to look at that and see that there's no Islam in that. You tell me where Islam is in that. When Allah made it clear in the Quran about the people who had a condition like that and what took place and what happened to them. So we have the nerve to have a month called the Pride Month, when there are people that they should have named the month after people doing righteousness. But you can't tell me that that's anything that's righteous within that initiative. What's righteous about that? Denying who you are to yourself? Denying who you are, that the Creator made you? Rejecting how He created you? Rejecting your human nature? Dear brothers and sisters, there has to be a discussion that lends to the idea of a psychosis, man. Because this has nothing to do with choice. It has a lot to do with a person not being able to control their own desires. Press one on your phone. Share what you think.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Ni'mat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we're back, and you're listening to Ma'iyya Ala Al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. You look at the history of the prophets, and you'll find that many of them came to address social ills in their communities. And many of them, despite them coming as prophets to a people, they were not successful in their missions. If you look at the histories of some of those prophets, you'll find that their missions were not successful because the people continued to reject not only the message, but the idea that those people that came to them were even commissioned by Allah as prophets. And so their belief was totally off, and their response was an irrational response. And because their response was accepted by others, it emboldened them. They became bolder, and they would operate with some level of confidence until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send something greater than them to calm their nerves. And in some cases, wiping out all of the people and only saving the prophet and his family or certain members of the family, as we see in the case of Lot and Noah, alayhi salam. But those missions that they were on were not successful because the people were destroyed. Salih, Shoaib, Hud, these people were destroyed, dear brothers and sisters. And so you look at this idea being presented, and you have to give some credit to the Prophet of Islam, who was the seal of the prophets. So the finality of prophethood was with him. There's no more prophets now. But the finality, the last address to us, right? Our last chance as humanity came through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to be mindful of that, dear brothers and sisters, that we're being tested the same way those prophets were tested. And what our effort is, if there's going to be a destruction in society, we want to be a part of that household that's saved. And the only way that we'll be able to do that is we put forth the effort to be able to help the people. It's important that we understand that. We're giving a voice to those people in the community that in normal times would not even have a voice. And this is not to say that people shouldn't have a voice. This is to say that the behavior and initiatives are behaviors and initiatives that don't sit well with a society that's already on the brink. It's already on the brink, and we're wasting time on issues that we should be already have an understanding about that should not be accepted. It should not be in law. It shouldn't be in legislation. These things should be things that talk about societies that are clean societies. But instead, we're focusing on that, and we're not focusing on the homeless. We're not focused on the people that are being killed in this country. We're not focused on any of the drug abuse, or we're not focused on domestic violence. We're not focusing on the racism that continues to plague the black community. We're not focusing on that. What's more important, the LGBTQ initiatives? That's what's important now? So, dear brothers and sisters, be mindful as being a Muslim, you are under obligation to enjoin what is right and to forbid what is wrong. Imam Muhammad talked about the four birds, and you apply the four birds by enjoining what is right in education and forbidding what is wrong in it, enjoining what is right in culture and forbidding what is wrong in it, enjoining what is right in education and forbidding what is wrong in it, enjoining what is right, dear brothers and sisters, in the in finance and forbidding what is wrong in it, enjoining what is right, dear brothers and sisters, in government and forbidding what is wrong in it. May Allah help us. To that we say I mean.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Yeah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So we have a caller. I think it's Sister Saida Al-Fontaine, who comes to us the last couple of weeks. And so we're talking about the issue concerning the overemphasis in society to integrate the LGBTQ and those agendas into our schools, into our places of work, also into society where a society needs more to address. So do you have something to say about that, sis?
Yes, I have something to say. As-salamu alaykum. This is Sister Saida. Implementing the behaviors of other people, the LGBT, especially to our children. They see it every day, depending on if they have households that have people who live with that lifestyle. Why, I don't understand why would the government has to implement that education for children, especially our children, Muslim people, Muslim children. We don't even condone that behavior. We have to turn away from what's wrong and only accept what's right with lifestyles. So it should not be implemented in schools. Children should not have to deal with LGBT, especially our children. I'm sure it's not in, you know, we could go on to, you know, places of worship other than ours. You know, it's just everywhere. And it's just, it should not be in. Our children don't need to know about LGBTQ, especially when we don't even teach that information. We don't frown upon it. We frown upon it, but we don't judge. They be today way and we be tomorrow's. And I talk from experience because I have, in my family, there are people that live that lifestyle. And when I tell them about what the Quran says, it's always an argument. So I have to just walk away and leave it be. But I always be mindful to them to tell them, Allah did not make Steve. He made Adam and Eve and not Sally and Sophia. So it's just something that we need to be more voiceless about. And we just have to not vote for those legislators or have the assemblymen and women who say they're going to do certain things for us. We need to get more Muslim people to be our assemblymen and women to work for us and to help us in our communities, because clearly we don't have anybody that represents us, and the people that we do have is not enough. So that's my point on it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam to Allah, you women of Qatar. Thank you so much, dear sister. May Allah reward you for coming in and making those comments. We are very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know this is a conversation for some people that this becomes taboo. It becomes taboo, but then when we look at scripture, we find that scripture inclines us to have some kind of voice against those things that contribute to the social ills in society. See, they think this is the freedom. They promote this to you as some level of freedom, but this is a point of the social ills, dear brothers and sisters, in society. And Allah says in the Quran, how can you deny Allah when he gave you life when you were without life? We don't have a right to change any of those things that Allah, we should be proud that Allah created us who we are. And somehow we've gotten off course. And so some people may not want to comment, and you know, I understand, not want to be on the record for commenting and so on and so forth. But the reality is this is not a controversy when you're talking about the Islamic principles and the practices of this religion, and that we at no time wish any harm to anyone, nor do we promote any hate. We're promoting the idea behind Islam being free from changing what Allah has ordered to be joined, altering the natural order of things that Allah has created all mankind on and ordered us to be upright. And so this is our position. And for those Muslims who think that interpretation is not a correct interpretation, and they think they can come in and promote that idea, but yet at the same time retain Islam, then we're not in agreement with that interpretation either. Because the Quran gives you a clear picture of that in the Quran when dealing with the people of Lut, alayhi salam. But that's neither here nor there, dear brothers and sisters. We are coming to a close. We got one caller, 401. State your name, where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. Brother, that's why we're going to have to get our own schools for our children. And those who can't afford it have to get the money from others who can sponsor them and pay for them to go to our schools. We have to leave off other things and pay for our children to go to our own schools. Also on Facebook, I saw something on Facebook where this so-called Muslim brother was dressed in hijab, and he said that he was dressed like a woman, but had all the dressed like but he was a man, a Muslim man underneath, and he said he was married to another Muslim man. Stop Allah. So there's Muslims dressing up like women and their brothers, and they say they're married to another Muslim brother. Stop Allah. So we gotta clean up our own house. We got mess. We gotta clean up mess that we got even going on amongst us. We got homosexuals and lesbians amongst our own selves. As-salamu alaykum.
Subhanallah. Okay, sis. Well, thank you so much as always. We appreciate always hearing from you, and we look forward to hearing from you in the future. May Allah continue to bless you, sis, and thank you so much for those comments. I mean. Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to Ma'iyya ala al-Kulli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. And in an effort to create some awareness around the subject matter, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know that we are forever grateful for you tuning in and staying with us. But at the same time, we are not going in a position to where we ignore the current issues that are affecting our communities. And so we should be on high alert, dear brothers and sisters, and be able to at least offer some level of intelligence with regards to those particular issues. And that we should, at a bare minimum, dislike it in our hearts. May Allah help us to that we say ameen. وَبَنَا أَنْتِنَا فِي دُنْيَا حَسْنَةً وَلِفِي الْأَخِرَةِ حَسْنَةً وَاكِنَا أَذَابِنَا أَلَهُمُ رَبَنَا أَبْلَنَا أَزْبَاجِنَا وَدُرِيَاتِنَا قُورَةَ الْعُيُنْ وَالْجَعَلْنَا لِمُتَقِينَ إِمَامًا اللهم صل على محمد والمرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم أمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا والعاملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
As-salamu alaykum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. As-salamu alaykum.
No. Black people. The lady is a real estate agent and husband is a director of homeless services.
Thank you.